Jesus, I will trust you. Hi, I'm Nathan Ashman from Hillsong Church, and you're watching New Song Cafe on worshiptogether.com. Today, I'm here with some of our Young and Free guys who have written the song Trust off the new Young and Free album, Youth Revival. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Hi.
Good, thanks.
Thank you. So tell us about the song Trust. How did it come about? What is it about?
We were all at Ben's house one day and we were writing, and it was the first song we actually wrote for this project. And we were there, and I had got there a bit late, and they had this cool like hip hop beat going on, and they was like, "Oh, just try and sing a melody in." And so it kind of happened all naturally then. And then we were playing tennis that night. I know it's random, but like we had this deadline set that we needed to go to tennis at this time, and so we had like 4 hours. Like, let's just finish the song. And so we were sitting around, and it was because we had like such a time constraint, we had to write about something that was like a present thing in for us, and that was like the theme of trust. And so we were all talking, we all had different things going on. I think you had maybe were getting married or just getting married, you had just about to get engaged, and we're all going through different things. And so the theme trust was like what we wanted to sing about and what we wanted to write about, and so it all happened that day.
Great. So you wrote the song in a day?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of songs out there about trust, you know, the concept of trust. Mel, why don't you tell us, why is this song different to every other song about that?
Was different to us because it was so real to what we were all going through. And I think as a Christian on your faith journey, trust isn't something that you arrive at. It's something you're always working on with your relationship with God. And that this song is really from a personal place, and from it's sung from first person, and I think it's something that would really, really help people on their journey with Christ.
Yeah. I think it's like when we wrote it, we intentionally wanted the lyrics to be quite conversational.
Yeah.
And like just like that anyone can be like, oh yeah, I know that. Like not these far out concepts or words that like kind of sometimes I think can be disengaging. I think this is just real stripped back conversation. And we were actually, a lot of the lyrics, we were just talking out.
Yeah.
Like I remember I don't know how the story ends, but I know that God's going to finish it. And we're like, oh, that's a lyric. And so we just wrote it. And so that's how it all came together.
Yeah.
So you guys really wanted to make sure that the song was accessible by anyone and just to be able to meet them at where they're at, right?
Yeah.
Great. Well, would love for you guys to perform it for us.
Love to.
Close, I'll never be alone. Wow, what a great song, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, maybe we can start off by talking through the chord progression. And Ben, if you want to tell us what the chords are.
Yeah, so we're playing this song in C major. And our verse chords are F, G, A minor, and repeat. And then, yeah, so that's the same as the intro as well. And our chorus chords would be the same thing, so F to the G to the A minor, and then passing on that D minor. Every time.
Great. Cool. So Mel, where would you put this song in a set?
I would put it in a part of the set where you want a moment and you want a bit of space, a bit of breathing. It's not a big crashy song. It can be that. But yeah, you can really arrange it how you would like. But it's a really nice down moment in the verses for sure. And yeah, that's what I think. What do you think, Aiden?
Well, we started it really down, but now we've been doing it like quite big from the top, like strong. So, I mean, anywhere really in the set, it just depends how
versatile.
You want to craft it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's an amazing song, and I know our church loves it. So, thanks for coming in and doing it for us today.
Thank you.